Everybody knows how I love fireworks. In fact, we were talking about the origin of fireworks on a previous show and what are the best fireworks that you've ever seen in your life. So who better to have on this show to kick this around than, of course, because she's always talking about the Washington inside stuff. She knows about fireworks. She has that same love of fireworks that I do, Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News. Ellen!
I love fireworks. I will tell you this crazy story. My mother, it was 1976. For 2 years before, it was America's 200th birthday. For 2 years before, I had made reservations to come to Washington. I mean, like, you didn't make, whatever. I'd made, planned out a whole trip. My mother was dying in the hospital. Turns out she didn't die till the 16th of July. But my brother thought she was going that night. And, you know, it was before cell phones or anything. I got on a plane from the hospital. At 5 p.m., I took the shuttle. I got to Washington at 6:30, met my friends in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and went back at the 6 or 6:30 shuttle the next morning and went into a phone booth a couple of times to find out how she was doing that night. That's how much I love fireworks.
Yeah, I can relate. Wow, what a story, too. And then did you, because you got back, you know, before your mom obviously had died, and did you tell her about the fireworks?
She was too gone. Then we really thought she wasn't going to laugh. But, I mean, again, she stayed alive for 12 more days. But she
I love that.
Coma. But anyway,
yeah,
that's how
fireworks.
Much I love. And my brothers were furious with me. I said, you know, I've had this, I mean, we've been sitting here for 3 weeks. But I'm really glad I did that. I mean,
yes.
Otherwise,
you would have missed, and it was
right.
A good feeling to go and see them.
Once in a lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, people compare Philly's fireworks because it's over the Art Museum and you get 500,000 people. Washington, D.C., of course, has an incredible fireworks 4th of July thing. And in New York, they really do it well.
That's what I saw in New York yesterday.
Yeah. What was that like?
They had three barges, and it went on for about 27 minutes.
Wow. See, that's
it
the thing, the
amazing.
Length.
It was amazing. You have to come up to New York next
Yeah.
Time.
Oh, I want to do that. But it's the length. I always say they're too short. A lot of the shows are too short. They're 14 minutes by the time they get to the finale.
They're expensive. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, before we dive into a little bit of Washington speak, you just came back from the Sudan, and, of course, a lot happening there. What can you tell us about your travels and what you saw?
Well, I was in South Sudan, and as you know, I've been very devoted to the place. There were 2.5 million people that were killed in a 22-year war, about 300,000 people taken into slavery, and I work with a group called Christian Solidarity International, and we give people, we help bring them back from slavery, back into their homes in the South, where they're taken care of in their home villages. Most people, unless they were born in the North, know what village they're from. And we give them a goat because a lot of people eat every other day or just eat leaves because they have no other way to survive.
Mm. Wow. This is a good time to tell people what they can do to help. We talk about it on the show all the time, but
well,
I'm going
right.
to let you plug it.
The best way to help, and we're going to put a video shortly having the tribal chiefs talking about how much of a difference goats make. And the name of the organization or the sub-organization that I run is called Goats for the Old Goat. I'm the old goat. So you can look up goatsfortheoldgoat.com.org. Either one gets you to the same place. Buy a partial goat, a sack of hope, which is a survival kit.
Yeah.
And it really makes a huge difference in people's lives. And unlike some other organizations, in our organization, you get your picture taken with a person, the person who's getting that sack of hope or that goat.
No, I love that. Absolutely. So you can realize the whole coming full circle thing, I think. There's something about that for sure. So that now you come back, and, of course, what's going on in Washington, Syria, and there's just a press conference, in fact, about that. What do you think is going to ultimately be the end game here with
I think Assad eventually goes.
Yeah.
I don't think he can take this. And I think that there are too many people funding the Arab Spring, and I think that they're probably getting some backdoor help from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. We trace it back to Saudi Arabia, and I don't understand why that not enough has been made about that. There's not enough conversation about that. And, you know, with the Syrian stuff, too, there's just a story also, obviously the same thing, coming out that WikiLeaks is going to release whatever it is, 2.4 million emails with about the Syrian government. I can only imagine what's going to be in that.
Oh, somebody in our government probably helped them along. Because, you know, I was in Syria in 2003, and when I was there, the European Union was all over the place with economic conferences and this, that, and the other. And, you know, Syria's a mixed bag. On one hand, they've preserved the most beautiful synagogue from, I don't know, the year 700 or so. And then you go in the gift shop of the museum, and it said, you know, Zionism kills, there's little pamphlets, that kind of stuff. On one hand, you know, he's dealing with Iran and all that. And on the other hand, Christmas is a national holiday. There's a million Christians there. A very strange country. Best meal I've ever had, however, was in Syria.
What was the meal?
It was basically artichokes the size of a football. I mean, it was just amazing. A lot and I'm not a big vegetable person in a lot of ways, but this was amazing.
Wow. So I like that artichokes as big as a football. We can't not ask you about Obama. He's on a bus tour.
He's on the bus tour of the great state of Ohio. He's actually going to be in Pennsylvania as well, but we don't need to talk about that. He's calling it the betting on America thing. I'm sure that they're going to put my cousin and the governor. My cousin is not the governor, Kasich, but I'm sure they're going to put my cousin Josh Mandel, who is running for the Republican Senate seat, talking about how bad what Obama's saying is. So listen for Cousin Josh. Of course, Cousin Josh got into a little trouble because somebody put on the Internet his high school photo from his yearbook of him in drag.
Oh, that's not good. That doesn't bode well for politicians, as you know.
particularly if you're going to the evangelical right.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we got to ask about Romney, too, because, you know, now we're looking at polls and all this other stuff. And you're there. You talk to the Dems and the Republicans. And I've talked to, you know, certainly strategists on both sides. And, Ellen, I get a sense from a lot of Democrats, and maybe this is just part of the playbook, that they think it's going to be a little bit closer than they originally thought this election. Do you think so?
I think it's going to be within 1 or 2 points.
Wow.
But even non-close elections are within about 4 points these days.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see, certainly. All right, Ellen Ratner, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Thank you. Fireworks, next time. All right, fireworks. Speaking of fireworks, the shortest show around was in San Diego, a matter of seconds. Can you imagine people just geared up to see 4th of July, waiting with anticipation, fighting the traffic, getting there? And then everything blows up literally in the face of the organizers. And in San Diego, it was a nightmare. We're going to talk about that on this hour of America Tonight, plus other big odds and ends. What about George Zimmerman, the man who shot Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old in Sanford, Florida? Did he get bail or not? And Mitt Romney with a huge month. Can you guess how much money, not in a week, not in a couple weeks, but in a month, how much money did Team Romney raise? Which goes to the point that Ellen's saying, having gone to Democratic and Republican conventions for a very long time, as she's talking to people, too, like I am on both sides of this, to kind of anticipate what's going to happen. She says 1 or 2 points. Ooh, that is close and probably too close for comfort. For the Dems, that's why Obama's on the bus tour. We're going to talk about that and Romney next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,613. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,653.42, $826.71 for a half ounce, or $413.36 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,653.42, $826.71, and $413.36.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come in, Susan. One more.
But it's not fireworks that Donovan set off in the mothership in Minneapolis. No, folks. Fireworks. 4th of July. Some great shows. You heard Ellen at the top talking about almost 30 minutes of fireworks. The Macy's very well organized show that's been put on by the same group of people for 30 years. San Diego, I am certain, is going to be switching companies that they use, because what happened is there was a fireworks disaster. And, you know, usually when you say disaster, you think, ooh, kids with a fire. What were they doing? Was there firecrackers? What were they throwing? What happened? Who had some rockets and whatever? No. It was actually the show. I mean, talk about a disaster hitting the wrong thing at the wrong time. You get the finale going off first. So you had a fireworks display that was supposed to be 18 minutes long. It exploded in 15 seconds. What a disaster. Oh, if you were the event planner, that's when your head's on the chopping block. Who did you hire? What did you do? What did they charge? Did we have the budget? Because it couldn't have been cheap. So the people couldn't have been happy. They waited for hours. It lasted seconds. San Diego, I've been there. I've actually seen fireworks in San Diego. It's been a while, but it's one of those great displays usually, because you got the beach, you got the water, except for that you have big crowds, of course, because everybody's going down to the fireworks site, and that's not good. There have been other electronic glitches in the past, But 15 seconds might be the record. I was trying to find that info today. I was doing a little reconnaissance or, let's say, research. And there was, I found a couple of interesting ones. There was one that happened just in Oklahoma, and it was back in 2011. And it was an amateur deal, though. It wasn't an organized deal. And it was supposed to be pretty decent, though, for amateurs. And basically everything blew out in the parking lot. So you kind of had a few errant rockets, scared some people who hadn't even made it to the site because they had heard through the grapevine about this amateur-ish show that was going to take place. Then you had something in Scotland, which was a big organized thing that happened, not on, of course, the 4th of July, do they care? It happened back in November, and it was for a festival, and the electronic timing glitch basically led to a crappy show. 1 minute, and it was done. It was supposed to go for 20 minutes. It lasted 1 minute. Oh, I know there's a joke in there. But I don't know what the silver lining would be for the people in San Diego, because I think tempers, from what I understand, pretty much were flared. You know, people were afraid because they paid money to park, and they tried to get there early, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like I just said, the same thing with the parking and all of that, and they really had a condensed version. I just can only imagine what it was like to be, you know, when you screw something up, but this is really screwing something up. This is messing with someone's holiday. So you got all these people in place. You're excited. This is it. This is the payoff. You're just going to let them roll, and then you get out there, and all of a sudden something's triggered, and everything just pops all at one time. Oh, that had to be a very, very rough day, let's say, for not just the organizers, like I mentioned, but the people who were paid to put on a big show, because they're not going to get hired again, and they know it. All right, speaking of fireworks, how about this? You know, the bail for George Zimmerman, the bond, is $1 million. What do you think, fair or foul? And you know the history with the whole Zimmerman thing about following the kid, Trayvon Martin, getting into an altercation with him, supposedly, because he confronted him, blah, 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 blah. And then Trayvon Martin, sadly, Zimmerman shot him and killed him. So this brings up all kinds of things in Florida, the stand your ground law, and whether that's going to be, you know, that's going to stay in place, which pretty much everything's been left alone. The state legislative body debated it, but they haven't touched it. So then you have the prosecutors going back and asking that bond be revoked because at the hearing, his wife said, and as did his attorneys, that he was indigent, so he couldn't pay a big, heavy bail. He couldn't pay a lot of money. I mean, they didn't say it like that, but they said he's indigent. He doesn't have a lot of money. They gave a figure, and it was very low. And then there was this website, which all of you know, which raised a ton of money. So the Neighborhood Watch volunteer who killed Trayvon Martin can be released from jail on that $1 million. While he waits for his trial in second-degree murder. So, and this came down, of course, on Thursday. But here's the thing. One million. And he revoked the $150,000 bond. If he doesn't come up with the money, doesn't get bonded out, he's going to be sitting in jail for a long time because this is a trial that's going to take a long time to get through the system. It's maybe 8-9 months from seeing the light of day. And I think the website, to be honest, is just going to swell. There's going to be more money that comes in, and maybe that's going to be enough to pay for that, perhaps. Then you have the problem of his wife, who was part of that, might be in trouble for perjury for talking about how much money they had, which started this whole thing in the first place. And the judge said he made his decision after listening last week to Zimmerman's attorney and a forensic financial analyst explain why he wasn't more forthcoming. The judge said, look, I'm unhappy. He said he was unhappy with Zimmerman, said his actions suggest that he was preparing to get away from prosecution, and he said under any definition, the defendant flaunted the system. That's it. I mean, that's what I put in my order. He's flaunted it. And he's tried to manipulate the system when he's been presented the opportunity to do it. So that's it. So that's why it's going to be 1 million. And now it's just a question of, are people going to donate to the website, and is he going to make that money? And I think his attorney, Marco Mejera, realizes that, oh, he may be sitting back in prison for a very long time. And, of course, the concern is what could happen in prison. He's isolated, and I guess they'll have to keep him isolated at this point, because that's not exaggerated. He definitely has received lots of death threats. And this goes all the way back to February 26th. When Martin was killed. So all the way back then, and after he went to the police station, I mean, you know, after they took him in, then let him go, then everything else cut loose in Sanford. So the interesting question is, the 44 days between the shooting and the Zimmerman arrest led to, you know, turning the butter churn across the nation and beyond. It led to all those protests. It ended up with the Sanford police chief getting basically booted, and then this huge investigation by the U.S. Justice Department. So fair or foul on Martin, not on Martin, on Zimmerman now having to bond out at $1 million. And honestly, this will be interesting to take the over-under, because I think there's so much... This is so polarizing that I think that there are so many people that think Zimmerman is getting jobbed, right? And they're worried that he's going to get railroaded, that website has raised so much money. I think they'll raise enough money on the website. So I think they'll come up with the money eventually. Not overnight, because this isn't Mitt Romney's campaign, but I think they'll come up with the money from the website. I do. And then there's going to be some people that are going to be furious about that. So he's even a bigger target. I heard from some people in Florida. My brother's an attorney there, and that, you know, the legal community's talking about it. And I think it's there's no doubt that there's no exaggeration that it's a dangerous situation, because so many people want to go after him. And then in jail, they're keeping him segregated. But can they keep him segregated? And I guess the answer to the question is they could do it if they want to. For 8-9 months until this comes all the way back around again, because that's definitely what it's going to take. The wheels are turning very slow in this by the time you get to jury selection and all the pretrial motions and everything else. That's how long before this thing comes up. I predict that he does get the money, that somebody donates, enough people donate enough money that he eventually gets out, but I think it doesn't happen, you know, for at least another couple of weeks. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault. With 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Welcome to the holiday edition of America Tonight. So we're just talking about George Zimmerman and the upcoming trial. They're nowhere near that. Like I mentioned, they're pegging it for probably 9 months from now. That's, you know, give or take, that's what the legal community is saying. Zimmerman is in jail now, has to be bonded out again, $1 million. The judge said he didn't like some of the things that were going on, felt like he was trying to game the system. I say that there's going to be enough people that will chip in for, you know, that'll add up to $1 million, so that he eventually gets bonded out. It's just a question of when. I'd be surprised if he didn't, but hey, maybe not. That website that he had up raised over $300,000. People felt that he wasn't really getting a fair shake. But what do you say? What do you think is going on in Florida? Do you think that the deck is stacked against him or no? You know, listen, he pursued Trayvon Martin. If he had backed off, this thing wouldn't have happened. He did say that he wished he had just backed off. He did say that at one point that he wished he had done that, but that didn't happen that way. And so we move forward and he moves forward. And now it's a question of, you know, what happens. Let's go to Bolt in Texas. Hey, Bolt, how are you?
Hello.
Hello. What do you think, Bolt?
Yes, hi, this is Mr. Bolt. I'm from Texas. First time caller. The thing is, Obama went ahead and actually was interfering in the jurisprudence. If this was a case of a black man shooting another black man, there would have been no second trial or involvement by the prostitute media.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, since it was supposedly a person that is not of color, suddenly Obama brings up it's a race issue. The individual that attacked Zimmerman, he was shot mm-hmm. in the commission of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
So Zimmerman should never have been prosecuted. He was obeying the letter of the law on what is called the Castle Law in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Except for that, as I said, he called 911, and they did say, hey, listen, back off, we'll send someone out. And he admitted, he said, I wish I hadn't done that. But so what you're saying is, okay, so he has a gun, he decides to pursue Martin, and because they have the Stand Your Ground law and all that, once Martin went back at him and started to fight back or fight him, because it wasn't a question, I think, of Zimmerman, I think he drew his weapon. We know all the little tiny particulars we don't know. But so you're saying that's the deal there?
Yes, the fact that here, okay, number one, he had a right to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the Castle Law does not say you have to back off,
mm-hmm.
period. So, you know, if he would have turned his back, he could have still been attacked.
Right.
And we won't know what happened with him until that point. Now, according to the ME's report, that individual did show signs that he did attack Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Now, it's the old adage here in Texas, you never bring a knife to a gunfight. Okay, Zimmerman, in essence, he was the one that had the gun. The other went to started an instigated fight. He got shot. Tough. Obama's doing a concept of a race riot or inciting a race riot by saying it's all racial.
I agree with that, that this became racial, and I'm tired of the race card being played in situations where this, as I said about the pot being stirred up in that in-between time period, this didn't need to happen. And there were definitely people that came out for Zimmerman and said, you know, listen, just so you know, I'm a black man and I'm friendly with George Zimmerman. I mean, he had a lot of people come to his defense there, and you are right. I mean, you are right about that being stirred up, and then the Obama administration or Obama himself, after making the one comment, backed off because they realized what they, I think someone said to them, hey, you're making this worse. And I think that's what happened, and they finally backed off of that.
Right, but that's already,
it's out.
Gasoline on the fire.
Yeah, you're right.
When the
you're right.
He stepped in, he overstepped his bounds. As a
you're
market
right.
official, he is not supposed to give his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And let
mm-hmm.
alone if he supposedly, as he stated, oh, he was a constitutional lawyer, and the Constitution stipulates you have a right to keep and bear arms, you have a right to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So he should have never stepped in and made any comment about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for the call. We'll see if anyone else wants to throw in their 2 cents on this one. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. And you hear it both saying a lot of people think the same thing that, hey, listen, once all that happened and you look at the letter of the law in Florida, what's going to happen is he's going to come out of this and he's going to walk from it. But how far is he going to walk because of the bullseye that's on his back? But the problematic thing is, and the thing that and I'll still go back to this, the thing that the prosecution will certainly play up and they're relying on is, okay, so you saw something suspicious, you called 911, you told them what you saw, and then they said not to pursue it. I mean, don't pursue him, don't pursue it, we're sending someone out. And he pursued a kid that he saw that was suspicious, not a kid that was attacking him initially, going after him. He's the one that then went after him. So that's the problem. The problem lies in that area right there, at least in the court of law for sure. That's how it's going to play out. And the emotions, you know, Bolt's right. The emotions in this one were completely stirred up. And I agree. I honestly say this wasn't a race thing to begin with. I mean, this was a guy who was cruising the neighborhood who saw something he didn't like, who called in. Now, be it he's a very aggressive guy. I said this on the air when it first happened. He called 911 a lot of things that he saw, but it's also an area on the outskirts of where they have a lot of problems. So the bottom line is this. It's about what the law says, how it's interpreted, how the case plays out, and then who the jurors are, how the jurors interpret it, what they see in the testimony and all that kind of stuff that's gonna matter in this courtroom. My prediction is, because of the law, because of the Stand Your Ground law, and because of the ME's report, as Bolt said, I think Zimmerman doesn't, I think he won't do time. I mean, I think he'll be acquitted. I think that's what's going to happen once this plays out. And this isn't happening until deep into next year. And that's why so many people, and they didn't like the fact that the Justice Department jumped in and Al Sharpton jumped in, and there were all kinds of protests and all this kind of stuff. So what happened was a lot of people didn't like the idea that guns were starting to be on trial here, and that the race card came up, and that's what led, I think, to the outpouring of so many people dishing in dollars to try to help Zimmerman. And I think that's going to happen with this bond too. That's why I said it might take a month or so, but I think he gets bonded out. I think he gets bonded out because of the people who are infuriated with what's happened with guns being played out in the media for the first couple weeks with this. One thing about Florida is it's like the state of Texas, because there's definitely so many people who are NRA card carrying members, who are pro Second Amendment rights, who don't want to see those rights taken away. Once that started to bubble up, that stand your ground, we should look at it. The legislative body's going to take a look at this, and this isn't right, and da da da. Pardon the pun, but that was almost immediately shot down. All right, I said that we would also mix in. I want to make sure we do that, and we're going to do that as well. What's happening on the campaign front? Because, you know, we got 4 months left until November. I've said this before. America Tonight is going to broadcast from the Republican convention in Tampa. So we'll be there all week at the end of August. And what's going to be really curious, a couple of things. One, I think for sure Mitt Romney is going to raise more money than Obama. It's looking like that way anyway. In June, for the whole month of June, Mitt Romney brought in $100 million. And the reason, of course, you need that money is because you're also battling with the huge war chest with the Democrats. When Obama said he was definitely going to rerun, you know, to go for the 4 more years, the Democrats said that he would have a $1 billion war chest and then backed off of that figure. But all the money it takes for all the spots that you air, the television ads that you see, all that in the swing states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, figures heavily into that. You gotta have a lot of money behind you to run all these, to pump out all these ads. Because that's what people are going to watch. They're going to pay attention to the ads. They're watching, and they'll get hit with certain facts, and it sticks out. There's no question negative campaigning, negative ads definitely reach their mark. What I think is going to be the tough thing for Obama to overcome is going to be the latest jobs report. Every time the jobs reports come out and they're not good and the picture is bleak, I think that without a doubt part of this is determining this election. I say part because they're, for Obama as an incumbent, you get a little edge whenever you're the incumbent. But when people are out of work or disillusioned and the unemployment number is high, nobody has ever been reelected if they had an unemployment number that was above, certainly above 8, but I think above 6 really. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. I'll meet you on the flip side.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Trail, this bus tour that Obama's on in Ohio that offered to arm wrestle the Prez for his vote. And the president decided, yeah, I'm going to skip on that one. That there might be a few things he'd do for vote, but he wasn't going to do the arm wrestling thing. When they shook hands, they did agree to shake hands, however, kiss babies, eat some rubber chicken, all that kind of stuff. Said he was willing to do, but didn't want to do the arm wrestling thing. I'll tell you, he's going to have to do more than arm wrestling when it comes to the job numbers. This is something that could sink a presidency. The uglier the numbers continue to get, or if they're kind of up and down, but you're already on a down note, the worse off it will be, even for an incumbent. And economists are already saying, listen, you got an unemployment rate that is stuck. The needle is stuck at about 8%. And this is when you got the undecided. Not somebody who says, boom, I know where I'm going. I'm voting for this guy. I'm voting for that guy. Got two choices here. two things on the menu. This is the way I'm going. Or I'm writing in somebody else, Donald Duck or Daffy. But in all seriousness, we know that, right? So the jobs report's coming out, and the word is, it's on the street, is it's not going to be great. That happens on Friday. And the consultant types are saying that there's no question, when you boil this down, the thing that people absolutely appear to care most about is the economy and a change in the economy. That is what people want to see. This is how they're trying to sort it out. See, the key thing here is, and I say this, it's not about the popular vote, though. Remember, you have to have the electoral vote. And those numbers are the key thing to keep in mind in voting. I mean, of course, massive popularity in one way could push it. But if this is really narrow, that's what's going to be interesting to see. With the economic climate we're in right now, and we have 4 months left before this election, this is a time where usually you've got, I think usually you have people that already know what they're doing. They're already locked into who they're voting for. But Mitt Romney is centering his campaign on Obama is terrible, incompetent when it comes to economics. And he's making recovery weaker than it had to be because unemployment's too high and job growth is too slow. And we can't sit here and do that. That's not what America's based on. That's Romney's core message. And, of course, Obama's is where, you know, that historically, and he said this, he said that historically it's taken countries up to 10 years to recover from financial crises of this magnitude, and that the economy started to grow 6 months after he took office and has continued to grow for the last 3 years. So which economic message do you think is true and is resonating with the undecided voters, with the person who can't really make up their mind? That Obama's right because the other guy screwed it up and I inherited this and it takes at least 10 years and we're going to get there faster than 10 years. Or Romney, who says, listen, I'm a business guy. No. There's ways to cut the tape, and we have too much government interference with small jobs, especially small companies, and that's what the nation is built on, small companies, with 90% of them fitting into that category, and everything economically, the policies are not stimulating growth, they're killing growth. Which one, for the voter, do you think really resonates, is really true out there in Main Street America? Because that's the key thing. I mean, who really gets Main Street? Not the Trumps and the fancy country clubs and the yachts, because that's a whole different world. We're talking about the average Joe. Which one of the two has it right with the average Joe? Doesn't matter how much money they have in their personal wealth, I don't think. It matters how they understand the middle class, how they understand someone trying to get a leg up, how they understand the poor, how they understand everybody who is not playing 36 holes of golf a week at a country club in a gated community somewhere. I mean, seriously, do they really, really get it? Not just what they're reading from advisors. And Romney's going to sell all of his ideas. If he's smart, he'll be specific for whatever for economic growth, whatever his vision is of economic growth that he can sell to Congress. Because the other part of this is that whoever in your backyard is up, because all the House seats are up and a chunk of the Senate seats are up, that's key. It's not so much everybody keeps focusing on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, great, but the legislative branch is huge. I mean, the president isn't a king, or at least we hope not, right? Didn't we get rid of one of those one time? So you got to have the legislative branch where you want them, because they're the lawmakers. They're making the votes. They're representing your interests. They're representing my interests, supposedly, right? So is Romney better than Obama? Is Romney just like Obama? Which I don't think you can say that. I've actually read some political commentators who try to suggest that they're very similar in some approaches, and it's like, wow, that to me that's a big stretch because I don't think they're that similar at all. But I do think that it's the economy and the swing states. I do. This is why Obama is pushing in the swing states right now. They're not stupid. They realize how vital it is to make sure you get Ohio, to make sure you get Pennsylvania, to make sure you get Florida. I mean, all the ones that with the bigger populations and the possibility to swing in one direction or the other, that's why it's called a swing state, to try to get as many votes as you can in the race for the exits, in the race to either maintain a residence at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue or to kick the other guy out and jump in to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So for the Obama campaign, any of the economic strength that they saw throughout the winter months where things look like the forecast was, oh, things are getting better, there haven't been that many bright spots. Everything seems to be kind of stalled is a good way to put it. It's kind of stalled right now, and stalled doesn't help. It's like President George Bush. There's a great example. He lost out in 92 when he tried to get reelected. Joblessness wasn't good. And you hit the recession, and that it just didn't trend up fast enough. He didn't get any credit. On the other hand, Bill Clinton gets a second term, and part of that is because the economy held up for Bill Clinton. So if the studies are correct, if the studies are right, and people who vote definitely think with their wallets, where they make decisions based on the economy and what they're hearing and what they're reading, then that has to be the most influential thing that affects these voters. I say it all the time. Look at your neighbors. Look at your cousins. Look at all your relatives. Look at your kid getting out of college, not being able to get a job. All of that. Whatever in your orbit is exactly how you feel. It's personal. Of course. It makes sense. It's personal. Personal. And, you know, you can look up statistics. You can go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I saw this I was perusing New York Times, and I saw a little piece about the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and it's easy to look at the job reports there if you want a cohesive jobs report, right? The numbers they're releasing. But you look at the news, you look at where things are trending, and unemployment, boy, the numbers aren't good. Anything over 8, anything over 7, not great. You know, if it were to be kicked down to 6, which I don't, there's no way that happens now at this point, it'd be a whole different ball game. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.